Lions Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Hy-Vee, the official tailgate headquarters of Cyclone football. Iowa Secretary of State and Iowa Voter Ready. Coach Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones encourages you to be a voter. VoterReady.iowa.gov. And by Rob Seco, an independent seed company, bringing you the product choices you deserve from the people you can trust. It's time for the Cyclone Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Iowa State getting ready for a big football game this Saturday at Oklahoma State. I'm joined tonight by guest co-host Brent Bloom. We will have Matt Campbell along in a little bit, and then Christy Johnson Lynch will join us for the final 45 minutes of the show. The Cyclones will host number 2 Baylor in volleyball this weekend. But Brent, certainly an important football game. We were just talking off the air about the fact that Iowa State has never started 4-0 in conference play. So wonderful opportunity on Saturday. Yeah,
it just goes to show that the type of history that Matt Campbell continues to make, and you run into little pieces of information like that, and it's almost become commonplace. Like, what's the first this week going to be?
Right.
And that's another one. And the great thing is you're going on the road against a top 10 team, and yet you feel pretty good about it, which just goes to show how far this program has really come under Matt Campbell.
There's no question about that. The number of ways to measure it are immeasurable, and Matt was kind enough to jump on. He's going to join us here in just a moment, so we're going to take a break and catch up with him next. And if you have a question or comment, you can reach out to us via Twitter with hashtag CyCorner. That's hashtag CyCorner. Back to visit with Matt Campbell on the Cyclone Coaches Corner on the Cyclone Network from Learfield IMG College.
Successful teams are always scouting and recruiting. Our Latham Corn team has the all-stars that put up the numbers to prove it. Latham 4937 VT Double Pro, a 99-day hybrid, is a high yielder with great defense and 8 first trial wins. Latham 5245 VT Double Pro is our MVP, an 11-time first trial winner, including top gross income in Northwest Iowa and tri-state regions in 2019. I'm John Latham. Let's talk recruiting at 877-GO-LATHAM or scoutlathamseeds.com for your winning team.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online Same Day Pickup. Just choose the Get It Faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in-store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee Grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell, joining my fellow coaches in the Iowa Secretary of State's office to let you know there are options available for you to be a voter in the November election. Whether it's the polls, the county courthouse, or the comfort of your couch, visit voterready.iowa.gov for more info.
Coach Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones encourage you to be a voter. Voterready.iowa.gov.
At MidAmerican Energy, we harvest the wind to provide you with clean, affordable energy. But did you know our commitment to wind energy also creates jobs and generates millions in local revenue? That's money your community can use to fix roads, support first responders, and improve schools. MidAmerican Energy's commitment to renewable energy delivers positive results for our state. And it's one more way we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
What do you call someone who studies the weather? A climatologist? Someone who evaluates investments? A financial analyst? A person who studies DNA? A geneticist? Who researches markets? An economist? Who handles employees? An HR manager? And someone who does all these things? A farmer. At Pioneer, We're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, brought to you in part by the Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, helping farmers interpret rules and regulations, find sites for new barns, exceed environmental rules, and enhance neighbor relations, all at no charge. Visit supportfarmers.com to find out more. The Coalition to Support Iowa's Farmers, your farm, your family, their focus. Brent Bloom, our guest co-host tonight, and we're joined now by Matt Campbell. And Coach, you had the bye week. What was the goal in the bye week, and did you feel good about the way your guys went about it?
Yeah, I really did, John. You know, I think from our end of it, I think twofold. Number one, I think really an opportunity to evaluate, you know, what we did in that kind of that first pot of three games for us where, you know, we could really evaluate ourselves, you know, fundamentally, technically, getting back to some of those things that are going to be so critical down the stretch for us to be really good at in all three phases of the game. And I think the other piece of it is you know, quality reps in our base scheme with some of our guys that, again, we're going to need down the stretch run, and some of those guys getting really good reps. And so, you know, I thought there was really good growth for us over the past, you know, past 8 days. And, you know, I'm really proud of what our kids have done, and a lot of credit to the leadership in our program. They did a great job of handling last week.
Matt, I know this week a lot of attention going to be paid on this game because it is a matchup of top 25 teams, but just generally speak to how enjoyable it is as a coach for you to play meaningful games here as we approach late October, and this certainly qualifies.
Yeah, you know, and I really think we've been here for a while, Brent. You know, I think from my end, it's a matter of, you know, can we sustain? Can we stay the course? Can we keep growing and getting better? And, you know, I think that's the real challenge for us to take the next step in our program. And, you know, I think for us, our kids, we know what it's like to play meaningful games through the entirety of the season. I think where we have to continue to grow as a program and as a team is, can we keep getting better? Can we keep growing as the season goes? The great teams, they've got the ability to do that. I think that's going to be a great test to the leadership of our coaching staff and the leadership of our players, because you have to demand it. You have to, that's really hard to do with 18 to 22 year olds. And sometimes that's hard for the 40, 50, 60 year olds that are coaching them. But if you're willing to demand to do those things, then you can somewhere down the line reach your full potential. And that's something we fell short of here over the last couple of years.
As always, we welcome your questions via Twitter with hashtag SideCorner. And Denny reaches out, and he was pleased with the way that Cameron Shook did the job on kickoffs. He says, tell us the Cameron Shook story. I'm curious to hear this one too, Coach. Tell us a little bit about Cameron Shook.
Yeah, you know, Cameron's a young man that actually started his athletic career collegiately at the Naval Academy. And, you know, he's a young man that's from the right outside Detroit, Michigan. Left the Naval Academy after a year and kind of, you know, trying to figure out what his next step was going to be. And we certainly knew he was a really talented specialist, a guy that really does all three. He can kick field goals. He can obviously kick off, and he's actually a really talented punter. And so, you know, he decided to join our football team this summer, you know, really came on board, and it's been a really great addition. His value is really, you know, his ability to do multiple as a specialist is certainly a huge positive. And so, you know, he really got a great opportunity last week, took great advantage of it, and hopefully will only continue to improve in terms of, you know, the kickoff piece of it for us. Eddie Ogumbo was a little bit dinged up, and, you know, we'll know more about his availability later on this week. But I thought Cameron did a great job filling in for us.
Speaking of making a debut, it was down in Stillwater, 2 years ago almost to the day when number 15 went on the field for the first time at quarterback for Brock Purdy. I know he came in relief then of Zeb Noland, and we'd heard a little bit about Brock. He played, I think, in the Akron game, just a couple of snaps. But what do you remember from that day and how Brock was so prepared to really take the team by storm at that point?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing about Brock is, you know, there's one thing that I really do believe in. You got to earn the right to get on the field. And, you know, snaps are precious. Everybody wants to play. And, you know, in college football, you got 120 guys on the team, but the trick is only 11 can go out on the field. And, you know, Brock was one of those young men for us that, you know, kind of at that point of the season had really earned the right to get on the field, had practiced so well towards the end of fall camp and the early part of the season. And, you know, with a tough loss the week before at TCU, you know, we really kind of felt like maybe that would give us a little bit of energy. You know, now what he was going to do or how he would respond, I don't know if any of us knew what that would look like that day. But obviously, you know, played a really good football game and took advantage of his opportunity that day. And, you know, just really proud of his preparation to be ready when his number got called.
He's coming off a really good game against Texas Tech. And, Matt, the stats are amazing. I mean, he's got 21 school records. He's going to break more school records. But the number one stat, when you look at a 14-5 record against Big 12 competition, that tells you everything you need to know about Brock Purdy.
Yeah, you know, Brock's a winner, and Brock wants to be really successful, and, you know, he continues to grow as well, and that's the thing I really appreciate about him is he's got great humility. He knows there's a lot of room for improvement in his game, and he's kind of like a gym rat. He's always here trying to find out how does he gain the inch to become the best version of himself he can be. And, you know, when your better players are the guys that have that kind of humility about themselves and the willingness to come to work every day to get better, it really filters down in your program. And we're fortunate for Brock to have that kind of character and humility and how he approaches, you know, the game and his craft for sure.
I think what's been neat is Brock's got multiple tight ends to throw to. So I want to ask you about this, Coach. Is, you know, where did you pick up the tenets of that three tight end system? It's almost like seeing a dinosaur in the Big 12 these days. But I know Coach Manning, you know, coached tight ends with the Colts, and the NFL is a little bit different system. But where do you guys kind of take some of your approach from utilizing all three? And it's nice of those guys to start getting some national attention as well.
Yeah, you know, I think for us, it really goes back to our Toledo days, you know, and when we really got good at Toledo, you know, our last couple years there, we felt like the tight end was the difference maker. You know, we had guys like Mike Roberts and Alex Smolik and, you know, a couple fullbacks that it allowed us to be really unique and create some matchups for us that we always felt like were really, you know, an advantage to us, especially as the season wore on. And, you know, I think Coach Manning then going to the Colts, you know, continuing to develop and grow, and I think brought some of that back with him as well. And, you know, I think all that has allowed us to really settle in and feel comfortable with, you know, the talents of these three guys that are playing for us now and really some of the talented young guys we feel like we've got in our program right now. And that are continuing to develop, you know, but feeling really confident that we can use them the best way possible so they can help our team be successful. And, you know, they're doing an incredible job. You know, Coach Manning does a great job coaching those guys. Taylor Mauser works in our program and works with those guys as well. And those two have done a remarkable job. Just, I think, the growth that they made from where they were a year ago to where they are now has been tremendous. And, you know, I think you can see it, and they're playing really confident. And obviously, Coach Manning doing a great job creating a system for those guys to be successful. So it's been quite a journey, but, you know, we're finally feeling really comfortable about what we are and who we have the ability to become offensively.
Cyclone fans, stop by Size Locker Room to gear up for game day. Size Locker Room is the official store of Iowa State Athletics. Back with more with Matt Campbell on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Looking for a new truck or SUV? Hurry into your local Northland Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com where you'll save big on the full lineup of 2020 Ford models. Like the completely redesigned Escape and Explorer, the powerful Edge, the roomy Ford Expedition, or America's best-selling truck, Ford F-150. Buy now and get low financing on the Ford truck or SUV that's built for all of life's biggest adventures. Get to your local Northland Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com today. Best-selling truck claim based on 2019 CUI sales.
Ever feel like something's off? For farmers like you, it's all too common. That's why at Golden Harvest, we're always on. bringing you the unique genetics, agronomic expertise, and tireless service that surpass conditions. Because no matter how things are today, they'll be different tomorrow. And we'll still be here doing whatever it takes for you. Because even in off days, we don't take days off. Visit goldenharvestseeds.com.
While the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series is on hold for this season, Iowa's corn farmers want you to know that we will continue to stand behind this unique series and everything it stands for. Iowa Corn is looking forward to the future and ready for the day when our schools face each other on the field. Because here in Iowa, we grow corn. But the truth is, corn grows Iowa.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online Same Day Pickup. Just choose the Get It Faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in-store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee Grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
Did you know that as a Mid-American Energy customer, nearly half of your life is powered by the wind energy we provide? That means when you're at home fixing a snack, or at work sending emails, you're using wind energy. Investing in wind helps us keep your rates low. Renewable wind energy. It's clean, affordable, and powerful. And it's one more way Mid-American Energy is obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
As proud sponsors of Iowa State Cyclone football, your premier Chevy dealers know how important a great lineup truly is. In fact, they have a skilled team of their own with versatile SUVs like Equinox and dependable trucks like the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. With players like this, it's no wonder Chevy's the number one selling brand in Iowa. Visit moreiowansdrivechevy.com today to find a dealer near you. Based on IHS market calendar year to date, May 2020 new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Enter the Iowa Lottery's Winter Wonderland promotion for a chance to win cash before the holidays. I called it the Winter Wonderland. It's the Winter Wonderland promotion. Cash prizes will be awarded soon, so enter by 8:59 a.m. on November 3rd at IA Lottery. Again, that's the Iowa Lottery's Winter Wonderland promotion. Matt Campbell's joining us. Brent Bloom is our guest co-host tonight. Matt, I want you to share with us, if you could, the story of Jeff Myers, because I think he's doing a tremendous job with the offensive line. You're seeing young guys really step in when called on and doing a great job. It shows you what attention to detail he has in that room with those guys, that guys are able to step in and do that. He played for you at Toledo, correct? And tell us a little bit about Jeff and his and kind of his backstory.
Yeah, you know, Jeff is, I think Jeff's a really special young coach. I think probably a lot of people, when Coach Manning left, probably were taken aback, you know, hiring such a young guy for such a critical job. And I think everybody's seeing the results of that now, both from a recruiting standpoint and a development standpoint. And, he's really skyrocketed the growth of this offensive line room. And not only what you see right now, but I think the young talent that resides right now within our walls. And, you know, Jeff really gets a tremendous amount of the credit for both the recruiting and the development of those guys. And, you know, I think Coach Myers, what I've always appreciated about him, you know, he was the first young man that committed to us at the University of Toledo when we got there. And Jeff's from my hometown, Massillon, Ohio, and played a great high school football program in Massillon, Washington, where, he had a great career, was a captain and played offense and defense. And then, you know, a guy that was a three-year starter for us at the University of Toledo, senior year as a captain on our football team. And what I always loved about Jeff is he was a relentless worker, a guy that I always overachieved and always became the best version of himself that he could be. And, Jeff was, in the grand scheme of things, people would say maybe he's a hair too short or a hair this, but he was always tougher. He was always more physical, and, you know, he was a really good student of the game. And, you know, Jeff went on after Toledo got a chance to be with the Browns for a little while. And, you know, I think after right as soon as he got done, you know, kind of didn't know maybe what he wanted to do with his career. And, you know, I remember talking Linda coming and just helping out with football. I always thought he could be a great coach. And, you know, something Coach Karras had always talked about is guys that are great captains usually have chances to be great coaches down the road. And if those guys want to coach, you should keep them around. And, you know, he's so right, because Jeff is, you know, he's paid his dues. You know, he's a graduate assistant to a quality control coach, and really has done everything, and did it initially in the recruiting department, and then from the recruiting department, you know, worked with Coach Veit at Toledo with the recruiting department, and then became on the offensive side with Coach Manning, and then a quality control coach. And yeah, I just really felt like when that opportunity came his way, he had earned the right to be the guy. And really, for the last 3 years, our growth has been exponential with him. So just really proud of him. You know, his wife, Lauren, they're amazing people, and really a rising star in our profession right now.
Matt, speak to how do you find these graduate assistants? Because I know the cool part about your program is now you have some former Cyclones that played for you at Iowa State now as graduate assistants. And what's that hierarchy like of how do you find those guys? How do they find you? And then, you know, the process of moving up from GA to quality control. And, you know, those guys do a lot of the grunt work that doesn't get seen by the fans on an everyday basis.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, those are maybe as critical a roles as you can have in your program. And I think sometimes people get it messed up in our profession. And, you know, I think the world sees the full-time coach, but, you know, I think that's sometimes very naive, because what the young coaches in your program, the graduate assistants and some of the quality control coaches, and I'm a guy that would rather have a smaller staff than a bigger staff, because I think you want that loyalty, you want that unity. And, you know, I don't need a million people telling me how to do it, but I would like to have some really good people that want to be really good at what they're doing and care about young people. And, you know, Brent, I think the graduate assistants, literally, if you think who they work with, a lot of times they work with the developmental players. They work with a lot of the young players that come in your program. And, you know, how critical is that relationship and the character of those guys that deal with some of those freshmen and redshirt freshmen that maybe aren't playing right away, and they got to stay the course. And you know, it may be that relationship that saves a really talented young guy and gives that guy the motivation to continue on. And, you know, so for me, those are really important hires. I probably take as much responsibility and time in those hires than I do our full-time staff at times, because I just think those can be such a piece of your culture and such a piece of the growth of a young player in your program. And, you know, you talk about us right now. I mean, we've got three former players. You know, DeAndre Payne is here as one of our defensive graduate assistants, who you're talking about a tremendous player, elite character. I think is a really talented star in the making in the coaching profession. Joel Lanning, obviously, on the defensive side, as a defensive graduate assistant, you know, to have Joel here and, you know, the work and the time and the commitment that he's put into becoming a great coach has been outstanding to watch. And then Kyle Kemp, and, you know, Kyle, and so you got three guys like that, and Kyle's done an absolutely remarkable job. Who all three guys were great students of the game. All three guys were great leaders in this program. All guys that sacrificed a great deal for the betterment of Iowa State football to get even where we're at today. And so, you know, I think it means something. And so when our young guys come in, they hear the Joel Lanning story, or they hear the Kyle Kemp story, or they see the trials and tribulations that you know, maybe DeAndre went through to get to Iowa State, and their perseverance to stay the course and reach their full potential, then those are great things. And I think that just continues to add to the fabric of what you hope our culture looks like and feels like on the inside. And those guys do a great job for us.
You use that term, developmental players. And, you know, I love the stories of the guys that just it seems like they just come and get better every single day. And I've always used Lawrence White as an example of that, of a guy that just seems to get better every single day. And I sort of sense the same thing with Jake Hummel, coach. I mean, a guy that started on special teams, and every opportunity he gets, he just seems to take advantage of.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Jake's having a really special year. I mean, for Jake, he is – I think, the epitome of what you hope our program looks like and stands for. You know, he came in here as a true freshman. He starts on our punt team as a true freshman, and then earns the right to get on our kickoff team, and then earns the right to get on kickoff return, and then as a sophomore, starting on all four special teams and starting to get a little bit of opportunity to get in as a reserve linebacker, and then as a junior, really splits time, you know, the entire year with Marcel and starts on every special team. And, you know, I think if you ask a lot of our coaches right now, who's one of the early MVPs of our team on the defensive side, what Jake Hummel's doing for us is incredible. And so that's what you hope our program's about, stands for. And again, you hope that guys become juniors and seniors and they're playing their best football of their careers. And Jake's certainly a living proof of that right now.
I'm not going to go too far. I'm going to stay in West Des Moines. And Jake Remsburg, who you nabbed from West Des Moines Valley, obviously, you know, Hummel and Remsburg probably don't get along from the Valley Dowling thing. But it pretty cool story for him, and I think it shows your depth of being able to step right in there for Joey Ramos. And then also, Matt, speak to the importance of still getting all those talented Iowa kids and really the players from the state of Iowa still at the root of your program.
Yeah, you know, obviously from Jake's standpoint, we're really proud of him. You know, he's I think what we feel like has the chance to be a really special player in our program. You know, had an opportunity on Saturday and really stepped to the plate and had a tremendous football game. And, you know, you're right, Brent. I think that for us, we said it from day one that we're going to do a great job recruiting the Midwest. And obviously it starts at home here in the state of Iowa and then, you know, doing a great job 6 hours from our doorstep. And, you know, a lot of the young men that are playing great football for us, a lot of young men that are laying the foundation to what our program's doing and who we are really come from that neck of the woods. And so, you know, it continues to be the number one priority for us because we know that foundation and that model really works for us.
We need to pause here for 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves. This is the Cyclone Network from Learfield, IMG College. We're visiting with Matt Campbell, and we'll come back with more with Coach in just a moment. Brent Bloom, our guest co-host tonight. You're listening to the Cyclone Coaches Corner on the Cyclone Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The coalition to support Iowa's farmers, working beside you.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell. I know that it takes a solid team to create success on the field, and the same is true for your livestock farm. The coalition to support Iowa's farmers can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add coalition to your lineup by calling 1-800-932-2436 or visit supportfarmers.com and get your team started today.
The coalition to support Iowa's farmers, your farm, your family. Our focus.
Come and get it. Enlist E3 soybeans are hot, and Golden Harvest has yours. Get greater confidence, flexibility, and yield potential in your 2021 weed management system. We're relentless about your results, and that commitment never goes out of stock. Contact your Golden Harvest seed advisor today. Golden Harvest is a trademark of a Syngenta Group company. Enlist E3 soybean technology is jointly developed with Dow AgroSciences LLC and MS Technologies LLC. Enlist E3 is a trademark of Dow AgroSciences LLC.
Like any winning team, it takes every part of EMC Insurance Companies working together to successfully ensure that our agents, policyholders, and employees can count on EMC. And they do. They count on our broad range of insurance products and services. They count on our superior level of personalized service, and they trust that we will continue to be a financially stable partner, just like we have been for more than 100 years. All of this makes EMC one of the nation's premier insurance companies, and that's something you can always count on.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the Plumbers and Steam Fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
Small businesses across Iowa are continuing to show up for you. They're adapting, they're donating, they're keeping their doors and their hearts open to assist their employees and serve their customers, just like they always have. Small businesses are the backbone of Iowa's communities, and they're backed by Iowa banks. With helpful advice, affordable loans, and essential financial services, banks across Iowa are showing small businesses the way to a stronger tomorrow. Learn more at iowabankers.com.
The simple life of a farmer. All you need is land, family, sunshine, and rain. And a drone for digital imaging. And software to run geospatial analysis. And an understanding of genetics, biology, climatology, economics, global trading, and estate planning. So you can pass this so-called simple life onto your kids. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
The Cyclone Coaches Corner. Brent Bloom, our guest co-host tonight. We're visiting with Matt Campbell. All season long, our friends at Pivot Bio are sponsoring First Downs for Farmers. With each Cyclone First Down, Pivot Bio donates $25 to future farmers in the Iowa State College of Agriculture. And the Cyclones currently have 84 First Downs. That brings the total donation to $2,100. And thanks again to Pivot Bio for sponsoring First Downs for Farmers. Pivot Bio, the agricultural sciences company, not content to just get in the end zone. They're the ones moving the goalposts. Matt, we talk and we hear you talk a lot about complementary football, and I think a good example of that is your defensive line. A lot of the attention goes to the sack numbers, and you do have 13 of those as a team, which is tremendous. But it doesn't happen without the success on first and second down. And so that's where Ennie Wazirike and Zach Peterson and Isaiah Lee contribute to that number. And I looked it up. You've had 111 plays where the opponents had a first down play. 53 of those plays have gone for 3 yards or less. So those guys up front doing a really good job of winning first down, if you will.
Yeah, you know, I think in today's game, you know, there's offenses want to be in control of the tempo, and they certainly, you know, the conference that we play in, you know, the ability to put yourself in a positive situation on second down really gives you such a huge advantage in today's game of football. And so, you know, I think the ability to kind of allow the tempo to go back into the defense's hands at times is the ability to win on first down, and you know, having the opportunity then to decide, you know, what and how you want to play on second down, and then obviously that leads to third down. But there's got to be a starting point, and I think we've talked a lot about that over the last couple of years, is just putting ourselves in the best position to create the momentum and allow the flow of the game to work through Iowa State rather than our opponent.
Matt, fun one coming up when you always match up with Mike Gundy in Oklahoma State. I think the four games you've played against Oklahoma State when you've been here, they've all been one-score games. Seem like they come down to the last second. How much fun is it to match wits with Coach Gundy in what seems to be entertaining football games?
Well, I think what you know is you're always going to get a really talented team. You're going to get a team that, number one, knows how to win. Number two, has playmakers in a lot of different areas that allow them to really be explosive and really explosive in all three phases of the game. And, you know, you have to be able to play 60 minutes of really disciplined football across the board. And, you know, there's been times where we've had the ability to do that. And then, you know, there's times where we haven't. And so, you know, it's a great challenge, and you know for 60 minutes you got to be the best version of yourself if you want to have a chance to not only compete but have an opportunity to win against Oklahoma State.
As always, we welcome questions from our listeners, and Roger down in Lake City, Florida says, Matt, would you feel better if your second-string quarterback had some playing time? Go Cyclones. And been meaning to ask you anyway, what have you seen from Hunter Deckers and Aiden Bauman on the practice field? How are they looking?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, I you know, you never know exactly what you have until you get those guys in the game, and I certainly understand that. But I'll tell you, I think one of the things that's been really positive for us is the way we practice, is those guys get such great reps against our defense and really live game speed reps that you do feel really comfortable with the growth and development of both of those guys. You know, Hunter Deckers has been tremendous from the day that he's walked on our campus, and you know, he's got great confidence and poise and a young man that's just really grown over his short time here on our campus. And Aiden Bauman, really the same. You know, Aiden's a guy that, you know, from day one to where he is today has been just incredible. And, you know, Aiden's a young man that comes in with a lot of confidence and a young man that comes from a great football family, so really understands the game and has got great poise. And so both guys bring a lot of intangibles and a lot of positive to our quarterback room. And, you know, I think for both of those guys to have a guy like Brock and obviously Coach Gordon to be able to have great mentors in there to guide them and lead them. And then we already talked a little bit about Kyle Kemp. I think for a quarterback to come here right now and really have the opportunity to grow, they've got great people around them. And these two have really done a great job taking advantage of their resources.
Matt, has it been easier or more of a challenge to get some of those young guys reps in practice with the whole COVID situation? Because I know you want to try and, you know, space out some of the practice times and maybe limit some contact stuff. But how are some of those younger guys coming along, and what does the practice situation really look like during a game week?
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably one of the things that we have done maybe is as good as I've ever been involved with football is just how we practice. And, you know, I knew it was going to be a really great challenge going into this season, and, you know, spent a lot of the off season researching and trying to figure out what was the best way to allow growth to occur, to have still fundamentals, and yet knowing that the health and safety of our kids is going to be the priority. And, you know, I think we found a really great model. You know, Coach Andrews coming on board, you know, he and I have been able to really kind of dissect this and really come up with a great formula. So I think one of the things that we are getting is we're getting a lot of good-on-good opportunity in practice. We're getting a lot of opportunity for our young guys to grow and develop in practice. And the quality of reps that we now get in practice are probably better than any I've ever been around. So, you know, I really do feel like that's helped us and as a team. It's helped us, I think, our readiness, but I think it's also helped the growth of our young players in our program, especially the ones that are really on the verge of getting on the field and helping this team play. So, you know, it's been a really good challenge for myself and, you know, something that I really take serious because I think it is the absolute key to giving our kids the best opportunity to be successful.
Matt, the Oklahoma game, 3.7 million people watched it, which is unbelievable number. It was 2 million more than the NBA Finals game that day. The ABC television audience again for Texas Tech. Now you're going to be on Fox National this week. I know you're not stopping to think about any of that stuff, but I'm just bringing it up. And it's got to help, though. I mean, you got to I got to believe that as you try to get into living rooms and try to introduce people to Iowa State football, that more and more people are aware of Iowa State football than what you ran into maybe your first year on campus here.
You know, and again, I think those are all things that you're right, John, where you hope that all of a sudden you're becoming a little bit of a reality more than a vision. And, you know, I think as we grow, as our program grows, you know, and I know I've said this before, and there's not a roadmap here. You kind of got to forge the way. And, you know, I think that's something that our staff has done a great job of, our kids have done an incredible job of, is just continuing to take the next step one day at a time. And, you know, I think the great part of it is I do think people are at least understanding what our program is about. When you make a phone call, you know, to a young person, have you seen Iowa State? Do you know anything about our program? You know, there's a lot more. Yeah, we've got an opportunity to see you play. We certainly know about Brock Purdy or Breece Hall. And those are great things. And, you know, we're fortunate to have great players and great young people that continue to perfect their craft. So it gives the school and this university an opportunity to become something in the collegiate football atmosphere. And we're really proud of that. But I also think it challenges you as a program not to lose your way, because I think sometimes you can start to think you're something you're not, and you got to have a reality and identity of what made you the opportunity to take positive steps is you've recruited the right kind of people. And I think forever that will be the key to Iowa State's success is recruiting the right kind of people, because I think there is a certain type of player and a certain type of person that's fits the culture here.
Matt, one thing I wanted to ask you about is I had the opportunity last week to talk to former Iowa State coach Dan McCarney, and Mac really wanted to make it known that how receptive you have been to him and to all of his former players. And why is that important to you to embrace those former players and coaches of Iowa State past, and how can that help in the fabric of your program?
Yeah, you know, I just think for me, when we got here, you were looking for what could you sink your teeth into? Who were those monumental figures that allowed growth and a foundation to occur? And obviously Coach Mack, and, you know, when he came to Iowa State, where that program was and where he had the ability to elevate it. I just was so impressed with everything that I had researched about Coach. And, you know, I that was really important for me to develop that relationship. He has been an anchor for myself, our coaching staff, and then so many of his players who, you know, sacrificed greatly to get this program turned around under Coach Mack's leadership. And so I'm not naive to understand that it's the people before you that have paved the way for the opportunities that you have at hand. And, you know, I think our kids understand that. And it's great for our players to have our former players, our former coaches really involved with this, because I think sometimes we all can get lost where you start to think it's about you, and the reality it's not. It's about the history and the tradition and the both the past, the present, and the future of the program. And, you know, it's great to have those former pillars around our program, and Coach Mack has certainly been just nothing short of amazing for myself and our program.
I wanted to ask you one more thing about recruiting, Coach, before we let you go. And talking to Xavier Hutchinson last week, you know, he said the thing that really stood out to him about you guys and your staff was that when you talked to him, you talked to him about things other than football. It wasn't always about football. You really established that relationship. And, you know, that seems to be, I think, a really strong foundation of what Coach Prohm does with the basketball program as well. The men's basketball program is just establishing relationships, really getting to know people, and taking an active role as a head coach in recruiting, maybe a more active role than a lot of head coaches do. Is your philosophy similar to his in that relationships have to be the core of really getting to know a guy? Because you just talked about making sure you find the right fit for the program. Well, if you don't establish a relationship and get to know the kid, how do you know if you've got the right kid for your program?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a great point. And I think my number one responsibility to Iowa State University is to protect the culture of this program. And so I don't think I would be doing my job correctly if that wasn't first and foremost, is knowing and understanding every young person that you bring into this university. And you're right. I think Coach Prohm does an incredible job. I really, Coach Prohm and I've had a great relationship, and my respect factor is there's a lot of things Coach Prohm does a lot better than I do at times. And, you know, I think one of my great appreciations for Coach Prohm is his humility and character and how he loves and cares for his players. And so, you know, I think that's something that we really bond well over, because that's the same philosophy that I've always had. It's why I coach, is because I want to see young people reach their full potential and become the best version of themselves they can be. And I think the only way that can happen is you got to have a real relationship. You know, I say this all the time in recruiting, we're not a football factory. And if that's what you're looking for, then you're coming to the wrong place, and I'd be the wrong coach for that kind of program. But if you're looking for a five-star culture and building, you know, a program in, you know, growing in every aspect of your life, then I do think this is the right place for you. Because not only for myself, but I know our coaching staff, and I know what their heart is and their passion is, and very similar to mine. And so, you know, those are things that are really important to us. It's not just a recruiting spiel or make people feel warm and fuzzy. I think that's why we coach, and it's the great appreciation that I certainly have from my end.
Matt, really appreciate you taking the time tonight, and good luck this weekend. Big game, obviously, for the Cyclones, trying to get to 4-0 in conference play for the first time in school history, and certainly wish you well in a big game this weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Matt. And, you know, that's really rock solid what he just said about relationships, because it's not lip service. That is, that's who he is. And I've heard him on his phone talking to kids when I've been walking by his office or been in his office and waiting to go do an interview with him. And he loves that part of it. And you have to love that part of it to be successful, I think. Some coaches, I think, get tired of recruiting or bored with recruiting. I don't think Matt does. I think he really feels like it's a vital part of who he is.
And I don't think you'd have success at Iowa State unless you loved to do that. I mean, Iowa State's not a football factory. It never has. And, you know, I think ultimately do we want it to be a football factory? At least we want the success of the quote-unquote football factory. But you're still – your name's Iowa. And I think, you know, what people like Bill Fennelly and Steve Prohm are in the same light. Christy Johnson Lynch is – Iowa State's a special place. It's not for everybody, though. And so you really have to be able to sell what Iowa State is, and that's character first and the Iowa State way, as Bill Fennelly likes to say. And Matt is certainly right on tune with that. And I think that's why you've seen some – these guys are just quality guys. And this isn't just fake, and it's genuine from those coaches and those players that they really appreciate being here, and they plan to have success their way.
We appreciate Matt coming on board, and we're going to have Christy Johnson Lynch up next. Big weekend for the Cyclones coming up. They're going to host Baylor, ranked second in the nation this weekend at Hilton Coliseum. And our show is brought to you by Iowa's Corn Farmers of the Iowa Corn Growers Association and the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. Thank you for supporting local farmers. It's no secret it's been a tough year for everyone, but your support has not gone unnoticed. Every time you've chosen to fuel up with cleaner burning fuels like U15 or unleaded 88, you've made a difference for a corn farmer. It may seem like a small gesture, but it makes a big difference to our state and shows why we are stronger together. Back with Christy Johnson Lynch next on the Cyclone Coaches Corner from Learfield IMG College.
While the Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series is on hold for this season, Iowa's corn farmers want you to know that we will continue to stand behind this unique series and everything it stands for. Iowa Corn is looking forward to the future and ready for the day when our schools face each other on the field. Because here in Iowa, we grow corn. But the truth is, corn grows Iowa.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online Same Day Pickup. Just choose the Get It Faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in-store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee Grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
Every day you use energy to power your life, to wake up, to stay connected.
Hi, this is John. Oh, hey.
To feed your loved ones.
Dinner!
You don't even have to think about it, because at MidAmerican Energy, we do. We work hard to bring you energy you can count on every day, because the most important thing we put our energy into is you. We're MidAmerican Energy, and we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
Why choose between the technology you need and the seed company you prefer? With Rob Seco, you don't have to. Our independence lets us bring you the trait technology you need, like the Enlist E3 and the LibertyLink GT27 systems, AgriSure Duracade, AgriSure Viptera, AgriSure Artesian, and more. So you have the independence to plant what you want. The technology you need from the people you trust. Rob Seco. Visit RobSeco.com to find a representative near you.
Everyone knows the keys to victory are a winning strategy and execution. And when it comes to crop farming, the most proven strategy for success is to store now, profit later. And the most proven way to execute this plan is with Sukup Manufacturing. Drying and storing your grain in Sukup dryers and bins is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. And with early season discounts underway, now is the time to start planning for next harvest. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
What do you call someone who studies the weather? A climatologist? Someone who evaluates investments? A financial analyst? A person who studies DNA? A geneticist? Who researches markets? An economist? Who handles employees? An HR manager? And someone who does all these things? A farmer. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. We are up in the Frigid Press Box, myself and Brent Bloom. And
this was a good idea in August. In August and September.
I don't know if this is going to happen during basketball season. I can tell you that. But it's good for now. And we thank Matt Campbell for joining us for the first part of the program tonight. And we got Christy Johnson Lynch coming along here in just a moment to talk about Cyclone volleyball. And while the Iowa Corn Sioux series is on hold for this season, Iowa's corn farmers will continue to stand behind this unique series and everything it stands for. Because here in Iowa, we grow corn. But the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Well, I appreciate you coming on today, Christy, and your schedule has been absolutely rugged. You go from the number one team in the country last weekend to the number two team in the country this weekend, but it's at home, and your series with Baylor has been very competitive and fun, and so I think this could be a really exciting weekend for Cyclone volleyball.
Yeah, I do too. You know, it's nice to be home again. We've had a bye this past weekend. We didn't have any matches, so that's given us a little extra rest, a little extra time to train and kind of figure out some things on our end, a little extra time to prepare for Baylor. So, you know, it's good. I think it's those are all positive, and we're starting to figure some things out. You know, we didn't really have a preseason per se in terms of, you know, those competitions we usually have. So that figuring out we normally do in preseason has actually happened in the Big 12 season. And, you know, we're trying to kind of land on the lineup and, you know, secure some things. So we're super excited for the weekend. I think it's going to be a great two nights.
Christy, maybe for those fans who haven't been following of what the schedule actually looks like with no non-conference, and it's a conference-only schedule, but it's also unique in that you're doing, instead of, you know, the home-and-homes, you're doing the two games in a row or two matches in a row against respective schools. How has that gone, and then how does that fit into a potential NCAA tournament in what, the spring? And it has to be very difficult and challenging to try and prepare for everything.
Yeah, of course, like everybody there, you know, it's never had to deal with these kind of things, so we're kind of inventing it as we go. But it is, you know, certainly different Big 12 schedule. We're playing the same team two nights in a row, and you'll play them, you know, either at their place or at your place. We're not doing the normal home and away. So it's hard, but yet it's fun because you play them one night and then you get, you know, 24 hours to make adjustments and then you go at it again. So, you know, there's some fun in that and some gameplay and strategy, of course. And, you know, we get to play our normal 16 matches. That's our full Big 12 conference schedule. So that's a blessing because there's a lot of conferences out there that probably either won't do it, aren't doing it, or won't even get that chance in the spring. So we get to play everybody twice. So that's awesome. They are still having an NCAA tournament in the spring, we hope, we think. Probably a smaller bracket. Usually it's 64. It's probably going to be 48, maybe less. And it will happen in April now. Okay. So we'll play our conference season. And, you know, we hope that by the end of conference, we'll feel like we're, you know, in the mix at least for an NCAA tournament. And then we'll kind of come back and regroup in the spring and start training again and play some matches, probably more regional type matches across different conferences, and try to prepare for NCAAs.
And as a follow-up, Christy, what are other conferences doing? I know, you know, football's somewhat on the same page now, but what are some of the other power conferences doing in volleyball?
That's a great question. There aren't a lot playing. So the ACC is playing a very limited conference schedule along with the SEC. Same thing. I think they have maybe eight matches. The Sun Belt is the only other conference that's really playing a full conference schedule this fall. Everybody else is pushing all of their matches to the spring. So we're kind of the Lone Rangers this way, you know, where there just isn't a lot of volleyball going on right now across the country. But, you know, we feel thankful that we get to play. You know, I don't think there's anything that there's no promises for the spring. We kind of felt like, you know, if we can play and we can do this safely, let's just do it. Let's go for it. And so far, it's gone very well. There's been no matches canceled in the Big 12 or postponed. So really, so far, we're doing great, and we've been able to play.
The crazy thing is, after the Baylor series this weekend, you're halfway through it, right? And it just feels like it's flying by. Now, will these matches, you talked about playing some matches in the spring before the NCAA tournament, will those count on your record then? Is it kind of like, you know, some of the sports, golf, and some of the others split up their season between the fall and spring. Is it kind of the same thing? It all counts as one season?
Yes, that's exactly right. Usually, your matches in the fall count, your matches in the spring are really just scrimmages. Mm-hmm. But this year, the NCAA has said everything counts. As long as you're playing 3 out of 5 for volleyball, you know, it's a legit match. Everything will count no matter when you play it. So, yeah, we kind of have a split season this year where we'll also have to schedule strategically in the spring to kind of give us ourselves the best chance to get to the tournament.
Well, and I know your student-athletes are doing a phenomenal job on the COVID front as well. I know football gets some of the mm-hmm. attention for the number of tests, but walk us through the protocol for you guys as well and what the testing is and how successful it's been as they're getting tested regularly as well.
Yeah, I would say it's very similar. We're testing 3 times a week, and the last test of the week comes either the day that we leave for a match or if we're home on the day of. And, you know, our volleyball team has just been doing a phenomenal job. You know, we had some growing pains, some learning, some painful lessons, I think, in August, just trying to figure out how we do this, you know, how we behave, how we live in a college town, yeah. On a campus and interact and not totally isolate ourselves, knowing that we really can't be in a total bubble. So there were some, you know, some people in and out of quarantine a little bit, but I'd say generally we've done a really good job and really an excellent job in the last few to several weeks, and incredibly proud of them. It's hard. We've really, you know, just like all the athletes that are playing right now, they've had to sacrifice so much. You know, they really don't get to hang out with their friends. They really don't get to go home. They don't, you know, if they hang out with their family, we try to encourage them to be outside or, you know, in big spaces, wear your mask, things like that. So they've sacrificed so much to make this happen. But the very few positive tests we've had just really in the athletic department is kind of a sign of what our athletes are willing to do and how much they're willing to sacrifice to make this happen.
I think it's funny because Eric Heff said to us, wouldn't it be great if we could just concentrate on the game?
On the game, right.
And I'm sure you feel the same way, Christy. It's crazy.
Yeah. It is. It's, you know, I think August, especially in probably those first few weeks in September, first free couple, I just kept thinking, when do we get to start talking about volleyball? it felt like we were talking just every day. Our time was spent on protocols and, you know, how's this player doing coming out of quarantine? Mm-hmm. And everyone was kind of at different, you know, you have some athletes that have been training and some are coming off a 2-week quarantine. So they're at a different place physically, fitness level than the other people on the court. So you had just all these moving parts and you didn't really get to talk too much about just how can we be good at volleyball. Just it was more like how can we operate and function and do this. So now I actually feel like we're kind of getting some momentum. You know, we've had everybody out of quarantine and, you know, everyone's doing a really good job with that. And now we get to really focus on volleyball. And we figured a lot out. You know, we know so much more than we did 6 or 8 weeks ago. So I think we know how to handle ourselves, how to interact, how to travel. Like, all that stuff has been kind of sorted out. Now we can focus more on just playing.
Good. Well, we promise nothing but volleyball questions in the next segment. And we're going to take a short break.
Good.
Here.
Please. No more of those. Yeah. No more COVID questions.
We'll come back and visit more with Christy in just a moment on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
As proud sponsors of Iowa State Cyclone football, your premier Chevy dealers know how important a great lineup truly is. In fact, they have a skilled team of their own with versatile SUVs like Equinox and dependable trucks like the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. With players like this, it's no wonder Chevy's the number one selling brand in Iowa. Visit moreiowansdrivechevy.com today to find a dealer near you. Based on IHS market calendar year-to-date, May 2020 new vehicle retail registrations in the state of Iowa.
The coalition to support Iowa's farmers, working beside you.
Hi, this is Coach Matt Campbell. I know that it takes a solid team to create success on the field, and the same is true for your livestock farm. The coalition to support Iowa's farmers can work beside you to develop a winning strategy. So add coalition to your lineup by calling 1-800-932-2436 or visit supportfarmers.com and get your team started today.
The coalition to support Iowa's farmers, your farm, your family. Our focus.
looking for a few good men and women who love to help things grow, like corn, soybeans, forage crops, and the farmers who plant them. I'm Shannon Latham. If you love to grow, you may want to become our next Latham Seed Sales Representative. Like the family farmers we serve, Latham is a family business. You get to bring new products to the field, as well as offer one of the largest, most diverse portfolios in the seed industry. Come grow with us. Call 1-877-GO-LATHAM.
At MidAmerican Energy, being obsessively, relentlessly at your service means delivering reliable, affordable energy to you. And it also means marking underground utility lines before you break ground to keep you safe. Trimming trees to keep them away from electric lines so power is there when you need it. And it means working safely and quickly to power your home and business, no matter what the weather. Obsessively, relentlessly at your service. That's MidAmerican Energy.
Like any winning team, it takes every part of EMC Insurance Companies working together to successfully ensure that our agents, policyholders, and employees can count on EMC. And they do. They count on our broad range of insurance products and services. They count on our superior level of personalized service. And they trust that we will continue to be a financially stable partner, just like we have been for more than 100 years. All of this makes EMC one of the nation's premier insurance companies. And that's something you can always count on.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online same day pickup. Just choose the get it faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner. Our thanks to Matt Campbell, who visited with us earlier in the show. I'm joined by Brent Bloom as our guest co-host tonight, and we're visiting with Christy Johnson Lynch. And Farm Credit Services of America and West Liberty Foods have partnered with Iowa State Athletics to sack hunger for the 2020 football season. Each quarterback sacked by the Cyclones this season yields another donation to the Iowa Food Bank Association. In reality, 1 in 7 children suffer from hunger, but with the help of Farm Credit Services and West Liberty Foods, each sack donates $1,000 and more than 3,000 pounds of food. 300 pounds of food to help sack hunger in Iowa. And Christy, you're back home for not only this weekend, but the following weekend. And you mentioned you had the bye. You did experiment a little bit down in Austin with the 6-2. And tell us some of the advantages that might bring for this particular collection of athletes, and maybe some of the disadvantages of the 6-2 for your program this year.
Sure, yeah. You know, the 6-2 offense means you have two setters that, you know, one setter goes across the backcourt, and then when she's supposed to come front row, you substitute in a hitter for her, and then you put a second setter in the back row to go across the back. And it's a hard system to run. It takes a lot of coordination, and, you know, both your setters have to kind of set a similar type ball. So it's hard to run. It's more complicated. Takes more time to train. And we've been kind of working on it, but haven't really loved it in practice. But we thought, you know, against Texas, when we struggled in some rotations, we decided to try it. And even though we didn't win those sets down there, we did really like how it looked and felt like we were a better team when we were in the 6-2 system. So we keep messing with it. You know, I think we'll be probably going back and forth. You know, I don't think you'll always see the 6-2, but I think we're going to be using it some to a lot of the match. And I think it makes us better. You know, we have the personnel to do it. We have two nice setters. We have Kenzie Mance, who has really come on this year and would be kind of that extra hitter that subs onto the court. And she played really well down at Texas and added just a ton of energy and competitiveness. And so it looked good, and we'll continue to experiment with it.
Christy, I wanted to ask you about Candelaria Herrera and the story that how she even ends up at Iowa State. Is I know she's been productive in her career at Iowa State and also this year as well, but how does somebody from San Juan, Argentina, find their way to Ames, Iowa? I know she has an international career as well to her time at Iowa State.
Yeah, I'm just going to say destiny, I guess. she was at a school in the U.S. She was at Florida International, and one day I just was going through my emails, and it's just something about her email caught my eye. And, you know, we get 100 emails a day from players, whether they're, you know, in high school players or maybe players looking to transfer. And so sometimes I can't even keep up with them. You know, you get so many. But something about that just kind of grabbed my eye, and I clicked on it, and she was looking to transfer, and watched her video, and I thought immediately, okay, this is something we got to go take a good look at. So it just, you know, kind of all fell into place, and she has just been an amazing young woman to have in the program. She's a great player, but she's a tremendous person. Last summer, so, you know, a year, year and a half ago, we had the opportunity to go down to Argentina on a team trip, international trip, and see her hometown and see her family and see where she trained. And it was, you know, once in a lifetime type trip. And so we've just been really blessed to have her in the program. You know, it's brought her family, you know, and her country really, and that ability to go see that country, you know, I feel like it's just brought so much to us and our players. So very, very fortunate to have her with us.
You know, she's someone who is one of your, it's clearly one of your best players, if not your best player. How do you, I guess, make sure that she's really involved in what you're doing and that you're setting her up, because she is such a valuable talent on that, on the floor.
Yeah. Well, we're always trying to highlight her, you know, for one. So, you know, trying to make the most of each of your players. That's our job. You know, what do they do well, and what, how can you make them just take advantage of all they do well? But she's also, you know, trying to hopefully make her Olympic team next summer. You know, the international game's a little bit different. The way they would use her, the Argentine national team, is maybe a little bit different than how we would use her. So one of the things we always talk about is, okay, this is what you're doing for us, but what can we do to put you in the best position that when you go back home, your coaches on the national team say, yes, you know, this is, we need to have her on the court. So, you know, maybe it's a little different set. Maybe it's a little different tempo. They block a little differently international level. So we're trying to balance both. You know, how can we make her the best she can be for our team, but also prepare her for hopefully her national team in the Olympics next summer, we're hoping anyway.
Chrissy, one thing I want to touch on, I know you said you get emails from a lot of potential recruits, but how do you focus on recruiting and strategy-wise? I know high school in the state of Iowa has such good volleyball history, but yet I know the club part of volleyball is also very important as well. So what parts do you analyze? I'm looking at your roster, and you've got obviously a lot of Iowa representation in the Midwest, but also some from North Carolina, Texas, and then we mentioned even Argentina, which was a unique case. Yeah. But where do you look at when you're focusing on recruiting, and how do you deploy resources that way?
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, first, every season, every class, you only have a certain number of scholarships. So in volleyball, you have 12 scholarships, and you know, anywhere from 2 to 4 graduate each year. So you usually have a very specific list of needs. You know, you don't need a setter every year. You might not need a middle every year. So your list is kind of short. We do try to focus most of our recruiting efforts in the Midwest, because the volleyball in the Midwest is so good that if we can do a really, really good job in the Midwest, we're pretty set. So that's where we spend most of our time. We recruit mostly out of club. And we'll do a little high school, but usually we're in season. So it's hard to get out to too many matches. So you know, in the spring, we have these huge club tournaments with 60, 70, 80 courts, and you'll just spend 2 or 3 days walking around and evaluating. And, you know, of course, there's rankings and there's word of mouth, and you get lots of emails and letters and videos. So you're just constantly sifting through all that. And, you know, it's kind of like you start out with this huge list, and then eventually it whittles down depending on what you need, if you think they can help you. Getting to know them and who they are and their character, and trying to, you know, find out if you match their needs. So it starts huge, but you over time end up whittling it down to now, then, you know, we make offers and really bring in, you know, 2 to 4 a year and not usually much more than that.
You know, you mentioned Kenzie Manns a little bit earlier, and you talked about her even in the before the season started, about how excited you were about the kind of year that she might have. And obviously you have to pick your spots and find the right moment, but it sounds like she's living up to what you had hoped. And a young player, I think she's from Belle Plaine, right? From Iowa, here in Iowa.
Right.
And so tell us a little bit about her development.
Yeah, it's been so fun. You know, she played middle blocker for us last year, and that's what she played primarily in club and high school. So when we brought her in, we kept her at middle. And in the spring, and I'm talking the fall of her freshman year, and then last spring, before we had to kind of take the break, we had moved her to a pin position, which means outside or right side, and really focused her training there. And she just all of a sudden took off. Like, that's where it was very obvious that's where she was meant to be. And so once we changed her position, she just started having a different impact on the game. I mean, she just looked like she was born to play a pin position, and came back in great shape and really took off in August. And so she looks like a different player to me this year. She has a ton more confidence. And like you said, John, what was so cool was, you know, you don't know when you're going to get your chance. You don't know when you're going to, if you're, you know, sitting on the bench waiting your turn, you just never quite know when that's going to happen. And when she entered the Texas match, she was so fired up. She was so aggressive. She had so much energy. You know, she wasn't, you see a lot of players go into that situation and maybe they're scared or timid and they show their nerves. And she just played so hard and so aggressive and made the most of her time out there. And so when players do that, then you just want to see that more. You want to get that out there more. So she made us take notice. You know, she made us pay attention and know that we need to find a way to use her.
I promise this isn't a COVID question, but it's related to COVID. But you said Kenzie brings really good energy. How hard has that been with the fan situation? I know you have such a loyal support here in Ames, and you'd like to have, you know, the regular amount of fans in the stands, and it's just you can't do that right now. But how can your team create energy when it's really just you guys?
Yeah, we've talked about that several times. And, you know, I think our big thing is we're doing this together. And so whether you're on the court or on the bench, we are in this together. We're united. I think our bench does an awesome job because they are a lot of fun personalities. They're, you know, hooping and hollering and, you know, having a great time over there. And they add, I think, a lot of energy. And then, you know, on the court, we have to make sure we celebrate and enjoy this time that we have together. So we're making the most of it. We don't really worry about it. It is what it is. We're not going to feel sorry for ourselves about it. You know, we get to play. We are really lucky. We get to play. A lot of people can't say that. So we're just going to enjoy it and make the most of it.
We're enjoying our visit with Christy Johnson Lynch, and we'll continue to do that after these messages on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
This holiday, how we celebrate may change, but our traditions remain the same. Like playing the Iowa Lottery's Winter Wonderland promotion. 13 new games and the biggest Play It Again prize pool ever. More than $600,000. And one lucky VIP club member will win a cool quarter mil. So join us in the Winter Wonderland, because winning is one tradition that never changes. Visit ialottery.com for rules and complete details.
Providing food, feed, and fuel for the world is a tough job. Making a profit is even tougher. Sukup Manufacturing has a solution. Store now, profit later. Storing your grain in a Sukup bin is the best way to take charge of your grain, maximize your profits, and control your destiny. Sukup offers a full line of bins to fit your specific needs, and with over 80 patents, it's easy to see why Sukup is the world's fastest growing grain bin company. Visit sukup.com to find your local Sukup dealer today and learn how we can help you store now, profit later.
Like any winning team, it takes every part of EMC Insurance Companies working together to successfully ensure that our agents, policyholders, and employees can count on EMC. And they do. They count on our broad range of insurance products and services. They count on our superior level of personalized service. And they trust that we will continue to be a financially stable partner, just like we have been for more than 100 years. All of this makes EMC one of the nation's premier insurance companies. And that's something you can always count on.
There's a lot to be said for independence. With independence comes choice, from what you plant to the processes you apply to maximize performance. With Rob Seco, you work with the fastest growing independent seed company and the latest genetics and traits available. So you never have to choose between the seed company you prefer and the technology you need. Exercise your independence with Rob Seco. Visit robseco.com to find a representative near you.
At MidAmerican Energy, we harvest the wind to provide you with clean, affordable energy. But did you know our commitment to wind energy also creates jobs and generates millions in local revenue? That's money your community can use to fix roads, support first responders, and improve schools. MidAmerican Energy's commitment to renewable energy delivers positive results for our state. And it's one more way we're obsessively, relentlessly at your service.
The simple life of a farmer. All you need is land, family, sunshine, and rain. And a drone for digital imaging. And software to run geospatial analysis. And an understanding of genetics, biology, climatology, economics, global trading, and estate planning. So you can pass this so-called simple life onto your kids. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, brought to you in part by Syngenta. Golden Harvest is relentless, delivering genetics, agronomy, and service, doing whatever it takes for our farmers 365 days a year. Our thanks to Matt Campbell. He joined us earlier in the program. And Christy Johnson Lynch is our guest now. Brent Bloom, our guest co-host tonight. And Christy, we've talked about playing the kind of schedule that you are right now with the back-to-back matches each weekend. Have you noticed a physical toll? I know you do some of that in normal seasons too, but to do it every single weekend, to have the back-to-backs, especially if you get some lengthier matches, have you noticed a physical toll?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. And we've had a couple long ones, you know, four and five sets, in, you know, back-to-back, and I've definitely noticed a little bit of that. We also aren't real deep in the outside hitter position. We have Mikhail Schuler, who's a fantastic player, is out right now, so that left us a little thin in that spot, and so we kind of just have to keep going with, you know, even if they're a little bit tired, they got to keep going. So there's some of that, but, you know, I also think we've done a really nice job with recovery. We're big on that, so, you know, a lot of sleep, eating right, a lot of, you know, drinking a lot of water. We bring Normatex, if you've ever heard of those. They're a really nice recovery tool, kind of help your legs recover between matches. And so we just really harp on our players about doing everything you can to recover by the next night. And then, you know, hopefully you've done a good job of that, and hopefully you're in shape, and that we've done a good job preparing you before we get to the weekend so that you can, you know, physically hang in there and compete back-to-back nights.
Christy, how much has that sports medicine, sports science thing changed in your time just at Iowa State? You read about sleep and all the tools that you can can use now, and how important recovery and rest and all that thing is to being productive when you're on the court. It probably wasn't a focus when you started here 15 years ago as much.
For sure. Absolutely. I think I've just personally learned a lot. I think when I first was here, you know, I was first to a younger head coach, I think I tended to overtrain quite a bit. And so we'd get to the end of the season and we just kind of have to limp through the end of the season. We'd have a lot of players that were just really, their shoulders were really sore. There was just a few years where I felt like we weren't physically as good as we needed to be at the end of the year. They were just kind of worn out. And so we brought a lot of that into the program. So it started with kind of jumping their, or counting their number of jumps and their number of swings. You know, and I quickly found out I was asking them to jump and swing way too many times in practice, and it just wore them down. So just starting to bring some of that data in and trying to really think about the load that we put on them every day. You know, you kind of have to find that sweet spot of getting them in shape and preparing them for a tough weekend. But if you do, you know, if you go overboard, then you're going to wear them down. So I feel like we've been doing a lot better job of that over the last few years, finding that spot. And so I think the fall right now is an example of that. You know, we want them to be ready and in shape for the weekend, but we can't wear them down by the time they get there on Friday. So, each day we talk about kind of the amount of load we want them to take and kind of evaluate each day. And I think you get better at planning practices because then you kind of know, all right, this is going to be a really heavy load because I know these drills are going to be tough, but this day will be a little bit lighter and we can taper and all those things. So, yeah, I feel like I've just learned a lot. It wasn't something I even thought about, I think, when I first got here, and now it's a big part of what we do.
You mentioned earlier that there will hopefully be an NCAA tournament in April. It could be a 48-team event. Typically, you know, about a top four finish in the Big 12 would put you in really good shape for getting into the NCAA tournament. Do you feel like that's still kind of the measuring stick? Do you feel like, or is it too hard to know? I guess, are they using RPI as they used to do and things like that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's really hard to know. You know, the RPI, I would imagine, will go out the window this year because there are, I would say, probably half to the majority of conference representatives I've talked to aren't going to play out of conference in the spring. So RPI is, you know, heavily based on all those other teams you play out of conference. And if you don't do any of that, if teams around the country don't do any of that, RPI is not going to be a good measuring stick. So I would imagine they're going to, I wouldn't want that job. I don't know how in the world many people would even figure out who to pick because, you know, if people are playing out of conference, it's going to be pretty tough to decide who are the best teams. So we have to just, you know, do all we can to win as many matches as we possibly can. And, you know, we didn't do ourselves a lot of favors by splitting against K-State and Tech. While two very good teams, K-State is doing really well in the conference so far, and so is Tech. But this year, I think you're going to have to be really, really good in your conference to have a shot at an at-large bid. So we got to win. We got to win as many as we possibly can and hope that we're still in that mix. And then, you know, kind of, I call it play ourselves in, you know, over the spring, schedule some matches so that we can hopefully play our way into the tournament in the spring.
Well, based on the rankings, I know that Texas and Baylor are good, but what's the rest of the Big 12 look like this year, Christy, in regards to the strength? We know it's always as talented as anyone in the country, but what have you seen so far almost halfway through the conference slate?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of beating up on each other. How the records look right now. I mean, a lot of us are splitting weekends, or you're seeing some upsets. You know, every weekend it's just kind of that kind of year where, you know, when you're playing on the road to, you know, the same opponent, that's tough. I think it can be tough to beat someone twice in a row when you're playing them back-to-back. So, you know, Baylor and Texas seem to be kind of rising to the top right now. You know, of course, that could change, and our job is to try to make sure that changes. And then after that, it's kind of a race of who's going to end up, you know, third. So there's still a lot of matches to be played. You know, we have a lot of games left. And like I said, we got to just bring it every weekend. I mean, we got to do everything we can to kind of claw and climb our way through this conference season and put ourselves in a good position come spring.
Christy, we'll leave you with this. Really excited to see the way that Izzyena is playing this season. She's having a great year and really solidifying that libero position for you again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. You know, Izzy is just as steady as they come. You know, I always say she's unflappable. That's kind of the word I think of when I think of Izzy. She just is so even, which is the trait you want in a libero. You know, you don't, at least in my opinion, I don't like real up and down or flashy liberos. I like the ones that you just kind of know you're going to get great, consistent play every night. And that's Izzy. She's passing really, really well. Her passing numbers are just exceptional. She's serving tough. She's playing good defense. I think she showed a lot of leadership the past several months. So, yeah, I mean, she's doing an awesome job and unflappable. You know, you just know what you're going to get every night, and that's a pretty awesome quality.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time tonight, Christy. We appreciate it. I think you might even be joining us again next week. So we'll definitely look forward. We'll hopefully have a great result against Baylor, and we can talk about that with you next week. And appreciate you taking the time.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. And Brent and I will come back and wrap things up here on the Cyclone Coach's Corner after these messages on the Cyclone Radio Network from Learfield IMG College.
Now order your groceries online and get them even faster with Hy-Vee Aisles Online same day pickup. Just choose the get it faster option for only $9.95 and pick up your groceries in as little as 2 hours. Plus, we've added even more pickup times to choose from. You'll find the same great deals as in store. Free pickup on orders over $30 and no contact pickup and delivery. Download the Hy-Vee grocery app today and pick up groceries in as little as 2 hours. Some restrictions apply.
What do you call someone who studies the weather? A climatologist? Someone who evaluates investments? A financial analyst? A person who studies DNA? A geneticist? Who researches markets? An economist? Who handles employees? An HR manager? And someone who does all these things? A farmer. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth,
So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, brought to you by Iowa's Corn Farmers. You can do simple things to support Iowa's farmers, like choosing E15 or unleaded 88 when fueling up at the pump, purchasing corn-fed meat at the grocery store, and filling up your water bottle with safe drinking water from the tap. As Iowans, we are truly stronger together. Go to iowacorn.org to learn more about how you can support Iowa's farmers. Well, Brent, the calendar is picking up some steam now, and what's great is, Iowa State Athletics has made it to this point without, and knock on wood, obviously, sure, but having to suspend any athletic events or anything like that. It's it's been really successful so far, but it's about to get tested because men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling practices of all getting going here, and it's going to be crazy with everything going on at once. But I feel good about the leadership here, and it'll be exciting to see if these sports can all compete, because the athletes in these sports desperately want to compete and deserve that opportunity, and you just hope they have it.
Well, just what Chrissy said there, of all the sacrifice that they've had to make just to get to this point, I mean, 2.5 months ago we thought, a season would be not even possible, and yet here we are in October 19th, and I think Iowa State's thriving in a lot of ways. And let me give kudos as well to, I think, all of the Iowa State students in general. I mean, those student athletes are a part of the student population, and it made the news when Iowa State's numbers were really high as a campus, but the entire campus has done a tremendous job of keeping those COVID numbers low, and I think that has a direct impact. I know you're trying to keep the student athletes as much as you can in their bubbles, but yet they're still called students. Like, you can't put them in a bubble either, and so I think it does impact what the general student population is doing. And I get to work on campus every day, and students are really doing a great job in class as well. And so I think kudos to the Iowa State Administration, President Winterstein, and everybody involved with that COVID effort, because that has an impact on what's happening on the court and on the field.
Well, that's going to be exciting to go down to Stillwater. And you're right, those games have been wild. They've been high scoring. They've been back and forth. I think Iowa State outplayed Oklahoma State for a large portion of the game a year ago, but they gave up four big plays.
Fourth quarter.
They gave up four home run plays. They gave up a 65-yard touchdown run by Chuba Hubbard, two passes of about 70 yards, and then the pick six at the end. But these seem to be two really evenly matched programs, and two teams that I think are maybe the two best in the Big 12 this year at balancing the run and the pass.
Well, that's the thing about, everybody knows about Oklahoma State's offense, but it's their defense this year that has really been remarkable. I mean, they're second in the country behind West Virginia of all teams in yards per play allowed. The question is their competition. Who have they played? They're clearly better than Oklahoma State's defense has been, but their offense is going to get better. I think what's scary about Oklahoma State is the defense appears improved. The offense hasn't clicked yet, but yet we know about Chuba and Tylan Wallace, and I think Dylan Stoner's still on their roster. Yes, they've got guys that are in that 10-year club, it feels like. And then Spencer Sanders will probably be healthy. We'll see if he plays. So it's going to be a great game. But I said it when the show started, I just think Iowa State's good can be better. And so I think that's what's exciting, is you don't have to just play this A++ game and expect to win. I think Iowa State's good is as good as anybody in the Big 12, and let's hope they show it on the field, because the winner of that game really puts themselves in the driver's seat in regards to getting to Arlington in the Big 12 championship.
Yeah, this game might not end up being a rematch in that game, but it's certainly going to play a large role in determining who is in that game. There's no question about that. And, and of course, Kansas State playing Kansas this weekend, they're going to be involved. But it's exciting to think about the possibility of a 4-0 start in the Big 12.
Let's keep it rolling down in Stillwater. We all want.
We do. And, hey, if you missed any portion of tonight's show, we want to remind you that you can listen to it on our podcast, the Iowa State SciCast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Saturday in Stillwater.
This has been the Cyclone Coach's Corner, brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Iowa Secretary of State and Iowa Voter Ready. Coach Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones encourages you to be a voter. VoterReady.iowa.gov. And by Rob Seco, an independent seed company, bringing you the product choices you deserve from the people you can trust. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cyclone Sports Network.